From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States marks 14 years since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama, along with First Lady Michelle Obama and the White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning on the White House lawn at 8:46 a.m. local time. That's when the first hijacked airliner slammed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. Meanwhile, in New York, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of the names of those killed in the terrorist attack. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said that despite the tragedy of the attacks 14 years ago, the United States has come back stronger.
For all of us, their memory serves as an ever-present reminder to cherish each day with those who love us, to stay vigilant against those who would harm us, and to remain guided by the values that have always made us great.
Also, there was a moment of silence at 10:03 a.m. to mark when one of the planes crashed into a field in Shanksville in Pennsylvania, killing all 44 people aboard. In all, nearly 3,000 people were killed when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airliners in coordinated suicide attacks. Saudi officials say that at least 87 people have been killed and 187 others injured when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. A sound technician at the mosque told VOA's Urdu service it was raining heavily with strong winds, and the crane became imbalanced and fell inside the mosque. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to reject the international deal with Iran to curb its nuclear weapons program on Friday after a morning of emotional debate. House Speaker John Boehner said that President Obama is seeking to implement the deal against the wishes of Congress and the American people.
Never in our history has something with so many consequences for our national security been rammed through with such little support.
In a written statement, President Obama said that the House vote showed that the more lawmakers studied the deal, the more likely they were to support it. Since the U.S. Senate held a decisive vote blocking a disapproval measure Thursday, the House vote is largely symbolic. Russia's foreign minister says that his country hopes to avoid what he called unintended incidents in Syria by coordination with the United States. Sergei Lavrov said that coordination means cooperating with the Syrian government and military, something that Washington is not likely to support. Speaking to U.S. troops Friday afternoon, President Obama said that Russia's policy of supporting President Assad in Syria is doomed to fail and could cause problems in the fight against the Islamic State.
You know, they've got large Muslim populations that historically have caused a lot of problems inside of Russia. And the strategy that they're pursuing right now, doubling down on Assad, I think is a big mistake.
Russia has denied its military units in Syria are doing anything more than teaching Syrian forces how to use the weapons that Moscow is supplying. The foreign ministers of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia have refused requests to accept mandatory quotas in the EU's plan for distributing 160,000 migrants among all member countries. Denmark also announced Friday that it will not absorb any of the 160,000 asylum seekers. The dissension prompted the European Council's president, Donald Tusk, to say Friday that he would call a summit of EU leaders this month unless their ministers could agree Monday on how the bloc should cope with the migrant surge. Meanwhile, thousands of migrants were hiking to Vienna from the border with Hungary in their quest for asylum. Hungary has been widely criticized for its treatment of the refugees compared to the warmer responses from Germany and Austria. And at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, it's all over for defending champion Serena Williams. Williams, who was seeking a calendar year Grand Slam, that is, lost in her semifinal match to Roberta Vinci of Italy. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.